Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
They're going to save the Mid-South Coliseum.
See that? Again?
Yeah. Yeah, it's right there.
I will say this, though. When I read Topgolf CEO is involved.
Oh.
It was like, oh, maybe this has more money this time.
What the interesting thing about it, so the piece over at the Daily Memphian, you could read about this. And two reasonably prominent Memphians have written a piece, Don't Destroy the Coliseum, Recreate It. And they want a Coliseum Conservancy, much like you have a Shelby Farms Conservancy,
sure,
and Overton Park Conservancy. Let's go ahead and set up a conservancy. Let them run the damn thing, and they can do it. It's by Ken May. Ken May is former CEO of Topgolf, former CEO of FedEx Office, and Krispy Kreme. That's pretty good. Golf, donuts, and getting things places fast. So there's, and then Corey Strong, he is a former chairman of the Shelby County Democratic Party and a lawyer in town. And they're basically the ones arguing for this. And I have to say, maybe I'm jaded. I just can't believe we're still talking about this. I can't.
And
I read the piece.
Yeah.
And the problem with the piece is it offers nothing but nostalgia. It doesn't say, and here's what we're going to do. And indeed, a lot of the stuff that it here's what it talks about. It talks about the Coliseum. We will be using it as a music venue.
Well, and then isn't the other problem, if it's a music venue of that size inside the city,
well,
don't the Grizzlies have like first right of refusal?
Yeah, the way the Grizzlies stuff went, and people forget this, and I don't blame anyone for getting it, but people forget it. There's two parts of the FedEx Forum lease. Like when it came to Graceland, the whole Graceland building, remember that? The idea was, Graceland could have built, Graceland wanted to, it could have built a 20,000 seat arena and had, you know, and invited a Beyonce to come or whoever.
Like, sure.
It would have been,
pick your star. Yeah.
Could have done anything it wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It just couldn't get money from the city and then do that. Right. So the city wasn't permitted to participate in the building of such an amphitheater,
another concert venue,
essentially. During the term, the city, blah 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 blah, without prior written consent, shall not develop. The city nor any city county affiliate shall design, develop, construct, or otherwise fund, provide economic or tax benefits or incentives to, etc., without the prior written consent of Hoops. Okay? So there you go. And that's where it talks about anything between 5,000 and 50,000 seats. And so that it couldn't do that. Then there is also a
And to be clear, the before everyone goes like, well, that kind of feels like the Grizzlies being mean. That's actually a good thing because the Grizzlies eat the loss on all the concerts.
The reason the Grizzlies asked for this is, listen, if we're going to be running a concert business that's going to lose money because we have to pay all the bills on FedEx Forum, you can't be building new arenas to compete with us.
Correct.
You can't be using public dollars to undercut our ability to try to lose less money on this. So that's that one. But this is not a new facility. So I don't think it would necessarily apply. Now, it would be heavily reconstructed, et cetera. But then there's also the right of first refusal. And the right of first refusal clause means that basically for existing facilities, FedEx Forum would have the right of first refusal to take any concert to FedEx Forum before it goes to that place. Right.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is that nothing outlines here. Like, where's the money coming from there? First of all, the mayor desperately wants to put a soccer stadium here.
Yes.
Right? That's the plan. The plan is to knock it down and put a soccer stadium there. That's what, and I may or may not be in favor of the soccer stadium. Indeed, I think the soccer stadium stuff is, listen, it's fine. I honestly, I'm the same about the soccer stadium as I am about Graceland. If they want to build a soccer stadium, build a soccer stadium. I just think it comes way down the list from FedEx Forum needs to be refurbished first, Liberty Bowl, as we'll get to with the Big 12, all of that, we see the significance of that second. And then maintaining AutoZone Park.
Yeah, that's my thing.
And keeping it as a jewel or restoring it to be a jewel third. And then a soccer stadium, it seems to me, would be fourth. So that's the one thing, is that I just don't see necessarily – I didn't see in reading this op-ed any plan. There was no plan. We're going to finance it. They're not saying who the money's coming from. They're not saying anything. There's no plan whatsoever in here. And honestly, I'm bored out of my mind with the idea of saving Mid-South California. Holy crap. That's my general view about all of that. Chris Harrington, he wrote way back when we were both writing about these topics for the CA. He points out, because one of the points that the authors of this make in the Daily Memphian piece is we need more mid-sized concert facilities in Memphis, otherwise they're going to Nashville. I raise my hand to tell him, he's like, that's not why they're going to Nashville.
Right. It's the economics.
It's the economics of it. It's why they're going to Nashville. But Chris wrote this. We seem to spend a lot more time talking about where we might host events than we do actually going to events. And if you say that's because we don't have enough events to go to, I'd say it's more about the chicken than that particular egg. The Memphis metro area has lots of venues, as imperfect as some of them may be. This was written in 2017 again. FedEx Forum, Landers Center, Snowden Grove, Orpheum, Cannon Center. Most of them are empty most of the time. For the most part, more venues won't create more events, only further disperse them. More ticket buyer demand will. The city's issue, from small clubs to major arenas, is more about demographics than venues.
And to be clear, since that time, Snowden Grove Amphitheater, which is now the Bank Plus Amphitheater, they've renovated and they've expanded their concert listings, and they have a lot more shows. But
he actually on this list, I omitted it, was Mud Island. Because it doesn't operate anymore. We've lost it as a but anyway. So I woke up to that news this morning. And listen, if they think they can get it done, and there is a plan that is not included in the actual piece that they wrote a piece. It was it's a sort of an op-ed, a letter to the greater community. And if they think they can get it done, and there's details and whatever that are much more granular than the ones that are spelled out in that letter, more power to them. Because there are things that I have not agreed with before, like the Tyson Lewis fight.
Yeah.
which worked out brilliantly.
Yes.
I don't claim to be perfect. And I just, on this one, I find it to be bewildering why we continue to talk about that. I do not find it bewildering at all why we continue to talk about the Big 12. Indeed, I saw yesterday someone who I follow on Twitter and I follow him on Twitter because it's a Memphian who I have real regard for, but just real regard for their opinions on Twitter, and basically just said the delusion of some of these people trying to tell you that playing sports in a big conference would transform the city is ridiculous and embarrassing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No. No one is saying that getting into a watered-down Power 5 conference is going to fix the schools, wipe out poverty, or solve crime. Pick your major social maladies.
Sure.
Just like, honestly, once upon a time, no one said that about the Grizzlies.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.